Thanks for tuning in for the Book Club at 91.7 here on WVXU and WMUB. I'm Mark Purzel. Gives me great pleasure to welcome to the Book Club studio here Kim Harrison, who wrapped up her series, The Hollows series, just a little bit ago and now has embarked on a new journey. She is out promoting her new book called The Drafter. Kim Harrison, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Thank you. It is great to be here.
I want to ask from an author's standpoint what it is like to transition from the Hollow series and Rachel and all her friends into this new world here.
It is, in a word, scary. And in another word, absolutely wonderful. I left a very successful, beloved series. And I left the genre, actually, and now I don't really know what to call The Drafter, except maybe a sci-fi tech thriller, maybe, with attention to relationships, because I don't want to call it a romance by any stretch, but it's about people, and people have relationships. It was scary. It really was. But I was ready for a change. I needed to change. And I made a big change.
Well, you had alluded a little to taking a new direction when we last spoke. And I know that many readers were probably bummed when you left a Hollow series behind.
They were.
Set here in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. But, well, I was among those who did understand. I mean, how bummed were people when you left the Hollows?
They weren't that, they were unhappy, but they understood, and that made a big difference. They'd seen, in the urban fantasy, the tendency is to drag it out and drag it out and drag it out. And I wasn't going to do that. I was going to say, the story is done, and we're going to end it now, which is what I did. And the readers understood that. They wanted it to end on a good note when they were still excited about the characters and the situations. And hopefully, because I ended it, in a timely manner and in a great way, they'll trust me on this new journey. And so far, the water cooler reviews have been pretty good.
Well, I have to say, I've been talking about The Drafter all around work
thank
already.
You.
So yeah, I've been chatting it up around the water cooler already. So the Hollows, of course, were set in Cincinnati, mm-hmm. Loosely in Cincinnati, many recognizable landmarks. And you begin the Drafter in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I do.
Why did you pick Charlotte to start?
Because I lived in Rock Hill for a long time, which is just south of Charlotte. And I knew it a little bit. I knew how it felt. And we don't see a lot of how the city feels in the book, but I felt it. I knew what it felt like. I knew what the air smelled like when they walked out of the building. And, I knew that it was going to be muggy and it might smell a little bit like frogs. And I try to bring that to it, but that's not really where most of the story takes place.
No, it isn't. It is in Detroit, a town near and dear to your
mm-hmm.
heart.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Because you grew up or lived a long time in Michigan.
Yes, actually, I was born in Detroit, and I've lived most of my life within an easy drive of it. So I identify with Detroit probably more than Detroit would ever identify with me. I'm not your typical Detroiter, I'm sure, but living close to Detroit for most of my life, it's kind of like my touchstone. I relate to it. When things go bad there, things go bad around everywhere else. And when things are good in Detroit, it filters out. And it does and has impacted my life in a big way.
Now, with the Hollow series, you picked Cincinnati as a location for a variety of reasons. Why did you decide to go back home?
I'll tell you. Detroit has faltered. While I was perusing the internet looking for a city, I found this wonderful schematic and 5-year, 10-year, 20-year, 100-year plan for Detroit. Now, I'm sure they're not following this plan anymore, but it gave me ideas. And I thought, I want to see what happens in 15, 20 years when Detroit has tried some of these plans. What has worked? What hasn't worked? What has technology that, they couldn't, foresee? How has that impacted their plans? And so I've got drone ways and, they can only use the Detroit River to go up and down after dark. And I've got new laws for drones and I've got, new slums and new areas of prosperity and the new technology, because Detroit's always been known for their music and their automotive. And it's been tricky trying to come up with new automotive innovations without turning on the TV and saying, oh, they're doing that already.
I'm speaking with Kim Harrison, the New York Times bestselling author of the Hollow series, out with something entirely new. It's called The Drafter. You can learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org. And I love the mantis. You described the mantis.
Here's a car
that is programmed to turn colors and stuff. So I can see where that would be a little bit fun, because I know when you mention science fiction, when you're trying to write science fiction, it's hard to stay in front of that curve sometimes.
It is, especially when you're talking about 15 or 20 years, because I can't rely on transporters or you know, elevators into space to set my world in the future. It has to be little things that are recognizable that we might have, but aren't so far out there that it completely destroys your illusion.
Well, I love the phones, too. You call them glass.
Glass phones. You know what? It's in production somewhere. Glass technology is going.
And it will curl up, too.
Yes,
and fit
it will.
In your pocket and stuff, from what I understand. Well, talk about The Drafter. I am always reluctant to describe the story of a book too much, because I'm afraid I'll give too much away. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking to readers or someone who has not read the book yet, that set up the story of The Drafter and the main character, Perry.
Well, short and sweet, it's Bourne Identity meets Minority Report.
Oh, that's short and sweet.
Very short and sweet. But it's a book, it's a story about Perry Reed. And she works for the government. She's a special ops agent. She's very good at her job. She knows who she is. She knows what she's doing. She has the prestige. She has the money. She has the boyfriend. She gets the best jobs. And then she finds out that maybe she's been turned into something corrupt by her partner. Her partner has done this to her. And she's very reliant on her partner because of their skills. They dovetail beautifully. And she finds out that he has turned her into the very thing that she has struggled her entire adult life to eradicate. And she is not happy at all.
And talk about what a drafter does.
Well, here comes the sci-fi techie part. She is able, with just her mind, to be able to slip back in time about 40 seconds, maybe up to a minute if she's pushed, and rewrite that section of time. And it wouldn't sound like it'd be very useful, but the government finds these people at a very early age and trains them to use their bodies as weapons. So she is, she's Jason Bourne, only with a twist.
Right.
She can manipulate time. The downfall to this, because it is a huge gift, and you have to have huge downfalls with your huge gifts, mm-hmm. is that she loses memory of not only the past she's changed, but the past she's created. And sometimes the damage might even go, weeks into the past. And that's where the anchors come in. They are the flip side. They keep their drafter partner sane, and they are very much reliant upon each other.
And I love, people may say, okay, well, I'm rewriting time. What's the advantage to that? Well, if somebody kills you, you can go back and change it,
yes.
Outcome. Mm-hmm. And I love throughout the book, and from early on, I don't think I'm giving too much away when I say that Perry always says, I only kill somebody who kills me first. The only reason I kill somebody is because they kill me first. And that,
mm-hmm.
But it does, when it comes to time travel, and I love how you capture it in The Drafter, there are those that give and take. You can't always, as you said, a great gift, you pay a great price.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing it go back and forth is just amazing. But how did you come up with this world? I mean, how do you? Because like The Hollows, you created a series. It had maybe Cincinnati as some form of structure for place. But mm-hmm. Here in The Drafter, you are working with Detroit and Charlotte. But how do you create that world? I mean, do you have to sit and plan and map and decide what kind of technology? Or as you're writing, do you make it up?
It's a little of both. I plot a lot, but my plot never stays where I want it to. I don't write anything unless I have an outline. But I'll get maybe 100 pages in and realize, oh, I need to do something different. Or, ooh, wouldn't that be fun? It's more often, oh, let's do this instead.
Oh, I can do this.
Yes. So I rewrite my plot and go from there. But the story, it pretty much evolves organically. I have a good idea of where I want to go, but I'm not afraid to chase those bunnies down the rabbit hole And you look at my first draft and you look at my last draft, and there is usually a big difference in where they go and what they do. But what stays the same is the character growth. The character growth, I know where I want that character to be at the end, and that kind of is my backbone of writing my story.
Kim Harrison, she's the author of the new book, The Drafter, the first in, I guess it's going to become the Perry Reed Chronicles.
Yes, it is. We're looking at a trilogy right now.
The Perry Reed Chronicles. You can learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org. You may recognize Kim's name from the Hollow series that was based here in Cincinnati with witches and demons and so much more. That was so fun to read, but came to a satisfying end just a year or two ago. Well, with The Drafter, you say the water cooler talk has been good. I think one of your close associates, shall we say, was very impressed with it when I last spoke with you, and he was telling me that, it was something quite exciting. But what's been other reaction to The Drafter?
Well, it's only been out for a day or so, so there's not a whole lot of data that's coming yet.
Oh, but you let some people read it before, didn't you, Kim? I know you didn't hold it back.
I've heard a lot from my romance readers. It's been marketed heavily towards my last demographic, which isn't actually romance, but romance readers like what I write. So I've gotten some compliments that, this is great. I don't read this genre. This is wonderful. And then I've gotten some, I don't understand it, because it does have a very strong science fiction feel to it. And if you're not used to reading science fiction, it's easy to get lost. But my background in reading is science fiction. So it's just, I've taken to this like a duck to water. I really have.
With the science fiction aspect, what was the hardest thing to create for this new world for The Drafter?
Oh,
because, you talked about the drones and the phones.
It's been the technology. It really has, because I have worked, 10 years with what can I come up with with a spell to get the result I want. And now it's what can I bring technologically to this world to make the world, more solid and more real and more identifiable and yet a little bit further out there, that we want to learn more and live in that world. So that has been the hardest thing, is to switch gears from an inventive, purely inventive frame of mind to let's see what's real and extrapolate. That has been the hardest thing.
Well, I was going to say that when Perry and the person she's with at the time makes a visit to the mall in Charlotte, that they had a shopping experience that I would like to have with
the
tablets everywhere.
Even
the mannequins are holograms.
There's a little wish fulfillment in there. I'll admit, when I write the world as I'd like to see it, and I would love to go shopping with Perry. I really would.
Well, so you're saying this is set as a trilogy. Are there other things that you're pursuing as well during this time?
There could be. When we get to that third book, I will reassess, of course. But I do have a manuscript sitting in my cupboard that is, not Hollows, not Drafter. It's something completely different. It's a very complex, evolved manuscript. I've been kind of waiting until my writing skills catch up to where I want to be.
Okay.
With The Hollows, I explored character development. And with The Drafter, I'm looking at pacing and world scope. When I have those two under control, I might be able to handle what I want to do with Grace. She's been in my mind for 10 years. And like I said, I've got a manuscript. I'm not happy with it at all. I'm probably going to rip it apart and turn it into two different books. But that has my attention. I'm working on The Drafter. I've got one more at least to do, and I've got the second book I need to rewrite. But it's always in the back of my mind. What can I bring to Grace? She's going to be something else.
Well, always lovely stories, always lovely adventures, and it's always a thrill to read your books, Kim. Thank you for taking the time to talk today and out of your busy schedule. I appreciate it, and thanks for something new to look forward to.
Oh, it has been my pleasure.
Kim Harrison, her new book is called The Drafter. You can learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org. It's the first book in the Perry Reed Chronicles. All those details, as I said, at our website. You've been listening to the Book Club at 91.7. Technical director for the show is Rick Andres. Producer is Kevin Reynolds. Assistant producer is Catherine Cunningham. Web guru is Jim Nolan. And I'm Mark Purcell. She had a big hit with her book, The History of Us, that was set here in Cincinnati. Leah Stewart will be here to discuss her new novel, The New Neighbor, next Saturday. In addition, W. Bruce Cameron with his book, The Dog Master. And Alex Sheshinoff shares The Beginner's Guide to Paradise, 9 Steps to Giving Up Everything. I hope you'll be here for the fun next weekend on the Book Club at 91.7. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday and stay tuned for Weekend Edition next on 91.7 WVXU.